reindeer, a majestic symbol of winter. These animals have been key to people exploring the frozen north. So I want them to help me on a very special journey of my own. My name is Gordon Buchanan. Over the years, I've filmed in some of the wildest places on the planet.
Don't even think about it.
Now, I'm heading to Lapland, inside the Arctic Circle, to learn from the Sami,
like that.
Who are known as the reindeer people.
Without the reindeer, it's not possible to survive.
With their help, I'm going to try to earn the trust of my own reindeer.
Why have you got that suspicious look on your face?
And attempt to travel across this harsh wilderness.
Whoa!
To film the phenomenon the Sami most revere. The Northern Lights.
Come on.
But building a bond with a reindeer isn't easy.
Slightly stubborn at times.
Out here, we'll need each other to survive.
And there's something moving over in the trees. Where's that boy?
And as winter hits, our ultimate goal might be out of reach.
This is tantalizingly close to seeing what I've come here to see.
Show!
BBC, Reindeer Family and Me. A 4x4 makes its way along an empty snow-covered road that cuts through trees. Gordon's at the wheel.
I'm in Lapland, in Finland's far north, well within the Arctic Circle. It might look like a winter wonderland, but it is without a doubt one of the harshest places on Earth to live.
I've come to this wilderness to try and film a natural phenomenon that has always eluded me.
I've wanted to film the Northern Lights for over 25 years. So now I've come to one of the best places in the world to hopefully see nature's greatest light show.
Swirls of green light in the night sky.
Also known as the Aurora Borealis. This magnificent light display is caused by charged particles from the sun colliding with our atmosphere. The lights remain mysterious and unpredictable. But what is known is that the particles are attracted to the magnetic North Pole. So I've travelled over 2,000 miles. This far north, the lights are reported to illuminate the sky regularly.
Gordon's 4x4 passing overhead.
To maximise my chances of filming them, I'm going to meet the people who have a special connection with the Aurora. And who know this region better than anyone else.
For thousands of years, this unforgiving place has been home to a remarkable group of people. They are the Sami.
Traditionally nomadic, the Sami have an unrivaled knowledge of how to survive in this world of snow and ice. Made possible thanks to their relationship with one incredible animal.
Black and white photos.
The reindeer.
The Sami people and reindeer are inextricably linked. They rely on them for everything, an entire way of life. Food, clothing, shelter, transportation. It is very true to say that if there were no reindeer, the Sami would not have been able to survive in this part of the world.
Reindeer are still one of the best ways to access the remotest parts of the tundra. So I want to drive a reindeer sleigh into the wilderness, where the night sky is at its darkest, and I'll have the best chance of filming the Northern Lights.
Oh, look at this. Off the road, off the road, coming through. There you go, that's an omen. It shouldn't be surprising that the only other living thing that I've seen on this entire drive so far being a herd of reindeer. Off you go.
Gordon arrives at a house in the forest where a man's feeding reindeer in a large circular pen.
A Sami family has agreed to teach me everything they know about the Northern Lights, reindeer, and surviving in the Arctic wilderness.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You're the man I've come this far north to meet.
Hello, welcome.
I'm Gordon.
Lovely to meet Petri.
You. Nice to meet you, Petri. So I read it's rude to ask someone how many reindeer they have, is that correct?
Yeah, because I don't ask you how much money in the bank you have.
I have no money in the bank at the moment. I can see the sort of 40 at least here. So these are...
Yeah, I have some.
I don't want to know. If it's rude, I don't want to know. I can count them.
Petri Mattis started looking after reindeer when he was just 2 years old. He comes from a long line of Sami reindeer herders and still follows the traditional ways.
So your shoes, is that reindeer fur?
Yes.
Yeah.
Petri says, yes, much better than what you have on now, and it's really best when it's minus 30, minus 40, and the coldest that it's been was in January 1999. There was 1 week and it was minus 55.
Whoa, really? So when it's down as low as minus 50, you don't see reindeer shaking and shivering?
No.
If they get enough food in the forest, no problem with the cold weather.
Reindeer evolved during the Ice Age. There are reports of them living in temperatures as low as minus 70.
Reindeer hooves padding through snow.
Petri leaves me in charge of feeding time, so I can take a closer look at these incredible animals.
Hey, you. Over here. There we go. It is amazing to be eyeball to eyeball, nose to nose with a reindeer.
The first thing I'm struck by is their winter coat. It's up to 3 inches thick. Fur covers almost every part of their body.
It's almost impossible to sink my hand into this dense fur. It is unbelievably thick. You can't part the hairs and see the skin beneath. Not only is the hair super thick, but each one of these hair fibres is hollow. So the animal is insulated, and each individual hair is insulated with that air void in the middle. Everything about them, from their feet to the tops of their antlers, from the tip of their nose to the end of their tail, they adapted to survive in one of the harshest environments on Earth.
A view through the horizontal slats of the pen creates a letterbox effect.
I'm here as the Arctic braces itself for the toughest time of year. Winter is coming. Daylight hours are retreating by 10 minutes every day. And soon, the sun won't rise for 2 months. On my journey to film the lights, I may face temperatures as low as minus 30. So Petri wants to teach me how the Sami camp in these extreme conditions.
So first we take this one.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
A slender pole.
Pretty tall. So how many people could sleep in a lavu of this size?
There can sleep 5 people inside.
This teepee-style tent is called a lavu. For over 1,000 years, this simple shelter has helped the Sami survive in the Arctic.
When it was first, it was just 2 sticks. It was a bit wobbly, or quite wobbly, and then the third one, it's a little bit wobbly, but with every additional stick, you see you get this really stable structure. There's more to add.
The Sami leave lavu poles at waypoints across the tundra.
This is great.
So all I'll need to carry with me on my journey is a canvas covering.
Amazing how quickly the whole lavu heats up. My trousers are getting nice and dry here. It's steaming.
It might be approaching minus 20 outside, but thanks to the fire, I'm feeling very cozy.
Gordon takes off his jacket.
But as I'm getting comfortable, Petrie introduces me to a slightly unsettling Sammy snack.
What do you think?
What do you think if I make blood pancakes?
Blood pancakes.
Blood pancakes?
Yeah.
So it's reindeer blood?
Yeah.
Is your blood in the flask?
Yes.
Flask of blood. I'm glad that I didn't pick this up and think, oh, a nice mug of coffee and it's reindeer blood.
It might seem odd to us, but over thousands of years, the Sami have learnt to use every part of a reindeer. They value and respect these animals so much, nothing is wasted.
A pancake cooked over the Lavu fire.
Here you are.
Thank you. Whoa.
It's dark and crisp.
I think I was expecting the flavour to be much, much stronger.
Mm.
But it's very mild. But kind of good winter food.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. The only thing that's putting me off is reindeer walking about outside as I'm eating a reindeer blood pancake.
Remember, reindeer
are not like pets. They are here in nature where they belong. They are free and happy. What about the pigs and cows? They stay inside all their life. There's no room to move.
Moving. Reindeer's here.
Reindeer are here in the forest where they belong.
For the Sami, reindeer are a vital source of nutrients over the harsh winter months.
Snow falling out of a night sky.
That evening, Petri and his family invite me to a traditional welcome dinner. I have a strong suspicion about what will be on the menu.
So welcome and terveydeksi.
Thank you so much. Cheers. So nice to be here. Thank you.
Petri's wife, Kirsi, and his two sons, Pietu and Penjami, are dressed in the Sami outfits that their family have worn for generations. And yes, we're eating reindeer. This time it's salted and served with potatoes. A traditional festive meal.
This is very nice.
You want?
Mm. Please.
Yeah.
Red juice.
Do you think either of the boys will be reindeer herders when they grow up?
Yeah, cool.
Yes. He says yes. Maybe, says he.
Okay, that's good.
They can make their own choice.
They can make their own choice when they grow up. But this is the kind of job where it must come in your heart, because it's a hard job, every day job in the winter. And you know you'll never be a millionaire, but we'll see.
We see.
I suppose that's part of living in a beautiful part of the world. Why would you live in somewhere that is quite so difficult if you didn't love it?
Yeah, people ask,
did you never want to live in the big cities? And I say, no, too many people for me.
Too many people for me.
This is arguably one of the best places in the world to see northern lights. So the boys have grown up with that just a part of their life. Mm. Did you ever sort of, was there ever a point that you explained what they were, or did you kind of tell them the folklore of the northern lights?
Actually, the Sami people have traditionally lots of stories about the northern lights. For example, they think that they are caused by a fire fox or with the tail of it when it's running on the top of the hills and it's wiping the skies.
It's great to learn more about Sami culture, a way of life that is over 4,000 years old. And as a thank you, I've brought a slice of Scottish culture to share with the family.
I have this called a clouty dumpling. It's like a fruit loaf. This is the sweet version of haggis. If you don't like it, I won't be offended. Enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah, he says it's like a gingerbread. Oh, the smell is like a gingerbread.
It's definitely better hot.
Snow falling like white confetti and a lamp beside the snow-laden branches of a tree. A new day dawns with a clear blue sky.
Sunrise this morning is at 9:30. On my journey to try and film the Northern Lights, I'll have just a few hours of daylight. To help maximize traveling time, I need a reindeer to pull me and my equipment on a sleigh. Not every reindeer can pull a sleigh. It can take up to 2 years of training.
Here I come. Here I come. Hello, boys. Hello, boys. You remember me. Hello.
Petri has two sleigh-pulling reindeer, and the morning feed is the perfect time to get to know them.
Right, let's try some following. Come on in. I have the very difficult job of choosing between these two reindeer. I need a reindeer to pull my sleigh. That age-old problem. I know how Santa feels, but he was lucky because he's got 8, 9 if you include Rudolph. Either way, however this decision goes, one reindeer is going to be disappointed. The first trial is, can your reindeer walk at heel? Okay, walk on. Trot.
A reindeer trots behind Gordon.
A reindeer's tootsies are mighty cold. Come on.
But it doesn't appear to share Gordon's enthusiasm. He stops and it ambles up to him.
Reindeer have been domesticated for around 3,000 years. But they still have very distinct personalities. And I soon discover the differences between these two.
This one, definitely friendlier. And, it seems more interested in me than this one.
For me, this friendlier reindeer feels like the ideal companion. But ultimately, Petri will decide which one is best. All reindeer here eat the Cladonia group of lichen, a nutritious mix of algae and fungi. It grows all over these northern forests. So finding food, at least for the reindeer, won't be an issue.
Footprints in virgin snow.
But I'll have to take rations with me, and Petri has offered to help me gather some food using a traditional Sami method.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing how this is done, because I've seen ice fishing with a hook and lines, but not with a net.
Okay.
This is new. This is uncharted territory for me.
Net fishing on frozen lakes has been perfected by the Sami over hundreds of years.
Gordon's drilled a hole.
So, we have to get the net from this hole...
over there.
...to over there, and I have not a clue how that would be done without a submarine. I don't have to swim, do I?
If you want.
A towel and some Speedos.
Okay, then we take this. Uittolauta in Finnish.
Uittolauta.
Yeah, we put this under the ice, and then we put the rope over here.
Petri may not have a submarine, but he is the next best thing. An uittolauta, made of wood and metal. It will travel under the ice with a rope attached.
Ah, this is a eureka moment. That is easy, very man. Clever.
With each pull on the rope, the spike on the uittolauta digs into the ice. When released, it shoots forward.
You here?
Nope. I've lost it.
As I'm discovering, keeping track of it isn't straightforward.
If there was no snow on top of the ice, it'd be easy because you just look through the ice for a big yellow piece of wood. But I'm having to listen out.
Oh, this side.
Go again.
Gordon lies down to listen.
Go.
He shuffles sideways and puts his ear to the snow again.
I feel like a madman. Okay, here it is. Got it. It's right here. So it's moving about. Moving about maybe kind of half a metre at a time. Very, very clever.
Once the uittolauta gets from one hole to the other, we attach a 160-foot-long net to the rope and pull it across.
OK, now you can start to pull.
The best part of fishing with a net as opposed to a rod is that once it's deployed, we can just go back to somewhere a little bit warmer and less exposed and leave this out for hours and hours, leave it overnight.
We'll check the net in 2 days' time before I leave on my journey. Today, sunset is around 2:15 in the afternoon. It's the ideal time to try out a specialist camera I've brought to film the Northern Lights. And I've got the perfect subject to test it on.
Hey, boys. Watch, I'm coming through. Got my own version of antlers right here. Come on.
This is one of the most light-sensitive cameras in the world.
I have to say that these images look beautiful in this light. A short time ago, if you wanted to film in these light levels, you'd have to film in infrared, and then everything is seen in black and white. But this camera picks up colour, and that's what I really want, is not just to see the Northern Lights and the shapes that they make in the sky, to see that there are lights in the sky, but to actually see the richness of colour. Hopefully even see colours that I can't even see with my own eyes. And filming the reindeer is a good way to actually just get a sense at this time of night of what this camera can do.
And my favourite friendlier reindeer isn't camera shy.
Keep your antlers out of my lens.
The inquisitive reindeer puts its nose right up to the lens.
This is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to the next stage of this adventure, heading off into the wild with my reindeer.
Vapour from the reindeer's nostrils clouds the lens. Another night of snowfall, then a bright sunny morning. Petri turns a sleigh over onto its runners.
I've got one more day left with Petri, and today he wants to show me how to drive a reindeer sleigh. I know which reindeer I'd like to use, but I need to see what Petri thinks.
Hello, boys. See, I quite like this one. It seems friendlier. Is this a good one for pulling my sleigh?
For this good one, but we take this.
It's a better one?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's not so old. Like this one.
Really? Because I was going for which one I liked the most. The friendliest one.
It does make sense to take the bigger, stronger reindeer. But he just puts me a bit on edge.
There's one thing that I don't quite like about the reindeer. I should speak a bit more quietly because I don't want it to hear me. Is that it's got quite an aggressive looking part of its antler that comes straight out. And every time I'm close to it, I think it's going to gouge my eye out. But I suppose it's about selecting the best reindeer for the job, and the job is to pull a sleigh.
A reindeer's face up close.
To get to grips with sleigh riding, Petri wants me to follow him on a 5-mile circuit of a frozen lake.
Okay, are you sure you're ready?
You are ready?
Yes, I'm positive. I'm ready.
Okay, nearest hospital, it's about 70 kilometres.
In which direction?
That way.
Okay, 70 kilometres. Do you know where the hospital is? Hopefully we won't need that.
Holding the reins, Gordon sits down on the sleigh.
Ready?
Let's go. Come on. Come on.
His reindeer won't budge.
While he may be the strongest reindeer, it seems he's also the most stubborn.
Everything is okay.
Come on.
Finally, they set off.
I really hope this isn't a sign of things to come.
Gordon flicks the rein against the reindeer's flank as he follows Petri across the snow-covered frozen lake.
Once my reindeer does get going, I can enjoy the ride.
There's something very, very nice about being pulled along through the snow by a reindeer. You can see why Santa's done this all these years. not something you could grow tired of.
Reindeer make driving a sleigh easy. A gentle tap with rope is all that's needed to keep them going. Their splayed hooves act like snowshoes.
Come on, boy.
So they can pull hundreds of kilos in weight. And if the conditions are right, they can cover 30 miles in a day.
I suppose it's moving at the kind of pace that I could walk at, but the one thing it does do, it gives me the opportunity to look around and enjoy the world about me. And it's beautiful. It is a winter wonderland.
Viewed from the air, they follow one of two tracks that form a V-shape across the vast white expanse. Wearing his reindeer fur shoes, Petri checks on Gordon behind him, then faces front with a smile.
Come on, boy. Ho!
You don't need a license to drive a sleigh in Lapland.
Come on.
And after a day's practice, I feel in good shape for my journey.
Fabulous. That's great. It's quite something. It's the way to travel round about here. I could load up this sleigh and just keep going, heading off into the wilderness. Just keep going till we see the northern lights. That's the plan.
But I've got to admit, I'm still wary of this reindeer. I'm just not sure he likes me.
An aerial view of Petri's house in a remote forest clearing.
That evening, my ambitions to film the northern lights are dampened further by the Arctic weather.
Stepping outside.
No, this is not happening. There's no chance of seeing the northern lights while it's like this. There's complete cloud cover. It's just grey. And what makes it doubly frustrating is that on this very clever Aurora app that I have, it shows you that there are spectacular northern lights taking place right here, right now, in this location, but they're happening kind of up there above the layer of cloud. What it does also show me is the best northern lights on the entire planet right now are in Claremont in Canada. So that's just 3,425 miles from this exact spot. So if my reindeer could fly with kind of Santa-like speeds across the world, which would probably only take us, I would say, a couple of minutes, we could go off, film the northern lights, and then be back in time for dinner.
Gordon goes back inside the house. Daylight, and the skies are mostly clear.
It's the morning of my departure. Petri and I are up early to check the fishing net. It's been a couple of days, so hopefully we've caught something for my journey.
This is exciting. You never know what you get.
Yeah.
I say 5.
Come on. I say 6, you say 5. Oh, here we go, one white fish.
Yeah.
Whoa, trout.
Wow.
Whoa, it's a nice fish.
Yeah. Mangrove.
But after the initial haul, the net comes up empty. And I'm reminded how harsh this winter wonderland can be.
There's kind of one view of looking at this scene and it's all snowy and white. It's very different just standing here. It's freezing cold. My feet are cold, my hands are cold. The wind is cutting through the clothing I have on. And this is just the start of my journey. And it's very daunting, the fact that things undoubtedly are going to get a lot harder, a lot tougher in the days to come. I'm just worried that I'm not prepared for that. I'm worried I'm not quite tough enough for this place.
They set off across the lake with Gordon carrying their meagre haul.
But I won't have to face this wilderness alone. If I can make friends with them, perhaps this reindeer will be a good Arctic companion.
Good lads. Don't run away. Don't run away.
He may not be my first choice, but I trust Petri's call that he's the best reindeer for the job.
Come on, you. You know me. You know me. Why have you got that suspicious look on your face?
Traditionally, the Sami don't name their reindeer. But I'm beginning to think I should call this one Grumpy.
See, this is starting off on a bad foot. He knows that I'm up to something. He knows I'm trying to catch him. An important part of this is to bond with my reindeer, which I want to do, but he has absolutely no desire whatsoever to be anywhere near me. Right, I think I'm going to have to resort to bribery. In my pocket, I have some lichen. You know lichen. You love lichen. Look. Oh, yeah. I've got you now. Look at it. You cannot resist it. This way. Putty in my hands. Come on, look at that. I think we're making progress. I would like to have not had to resort to bribery to get him. But I think every moment that I spend with this reindeer is valuable. I think it's just kind of our friendship is growing in sort of baby steps, one step at a time. Let's go, pal. Come on.
Gordon tethers him up.
Before I leave, Petri has a farewell gift for me.
I don't want you to get cold there, so this is my gift for you.
They're great. Thank you very much. So when you put yours on, you just keep them on for the whole day?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Fur shoes.
Oh,
is that good?
They're brilliant. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
My feet are already warm in them.
I hope we see you next couple of days.
Don't worry, I'll look after the reindeer. Come on,
you. Tell me that,
time to go. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Petri and his two children wave Gordon off on his sleigh.
It's 11 in the morning, and I've got a 12-mile journey ahead of me.
Quick. Good lad.
I need to make good time, as the sun will set before 2.
Gordon's sleigh appears as a tiny black speck on a swathe of white.
Petri has planned my route, and today I'm heading to a forest where I should find my first camp.
Show.
It isn't long before I'm fully in the Arctic wilderness.
It's beginning to feel a little bit desolate. Even when it's cold, when you're in the forest, it still feels quite comforting. Out here, I feel a little bit more exposed. I can feel the temperature has dropped quite considerably. It's the first time since I've been here that I've felt really quite cold.
It's not only the environment that's challenging.
Walk on. Come on. Show.
My grumpy reindeer is still being difficult. And as we approach the forest, he slows to a complete stop.
Good boy. Walk on. Come on. Shoo. Shoo. Come on, you. Come on, lazy bones. He's really reluctant to go. Come on, you. Come on. I don't want to drag you. Dragging you and a sleigh. Baby steps. Come on. Good fella. Okay, there you go. Show! Come on. Right, come on. I'm not going to do this. Oh. That's interesting. Right here, there's some tracks. Kind of faint here. A bit better along here. It looks like a very small wolf. These are very fresh, I reckon, from this morning or maybe through the night.
Gordon stands up from examining the tracks.
Lapland has many predators. Wolf packs regularly target lone reindeer, while ambush hunters like lynx lurk in the forests. In Finland,
it's estimated the Sami lose up to 20,000 reindeer a year to predator attacks.
Peering closely at his reindeer's face.
Is that a worried expression? Is that your... I haven't seen that before. As we get to know each other, we get to know each other's ways, each other's looks, and that looks like a slightly worried look that you've got.
Years of filming animals has taught me to trust their instincts. I need to help him through this potential predator hotspot.
I'll go first. Come on. I'll go first. Come on, walk on. Come on. That's a boy. That's a boy. Come on.
The reindeer pads slowly onwards behind Gordon.
Once we've passed the tracks, I can jump on the sleigh again. But now, being in this remote forest is making me feel uneasy.
I'm feeling quite confident, and now I feel a little bit kind of out of my depth. I'm sort of on my own without Petri's help. All I've got is a reindeer to get me out of trouble.
An overhead view of Gordon's sleigh, tiny in the vastness of its snow-covered surroundings.
Good boy. That's it. Excellent. Did that pretty well. I made it look easy. Oh, hang on. Whoa. My harness is coming off. Whoa, boy. That ain't good. Hang on, why did that happen? Has it snapped? It has snapped. Right. Stay there. This harness, the halter part of it, has just come off. It's not broken. I think it's just come undone. It's one thing to feel comfortable and confident with something new like this, but you don't want to be lured into a false sense of security thinking that there's no potential problems or there's nothing bad around the corner. And I think this is quite a good little reminder that things can go wrong, unexpected things can happen.
I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable around this reindeer. We're definitely bonding.
Show.
At least, I think we are.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Keep going. Come on. Sorry about that. That's not quite what I planned to do. Okay. Right. If you see me being dragged along through the snow, I want you to stop. Okay. Show. Come on. Show. I've got to be a little bit quicker. Hey, there we go. That's it. Good boy. Shoo. Good lad. Oh, chilly on the hands.
They set off again through the trees.
My first camp will be in this forest. The Sami leave Lavu poles resting against trees so they don't get hidden by thick snow.
Should be around here somewhere. In fact, right here at the side of the track. Perfect. Little bit further, good lad. And whoa, boy, good boy. Stay there. Right, let's tie you up.
Lavu poles propped against a tree.
Right. This can be done by one man. But can it be done by this man? I've got a little kind of idea of my own to actually get the basic structure up. I think if I lash these three poles together, raise them up as one, and then start to spread the legs out. Right, let's see how this is.
I'm not sure my reindeer is impressed with my Lavu building skills.
One out like that.
After all, he's watched the experts do this many times.
The structure briefly appears on the verge of collapse.
But my reindeer has underestimated the persistence of a very cold Scotsman.
Hey, that's good. I'm very pleased with that.
With the poles up, all I need to do is wrap my canvas around, and I've got shelter for the night.
Mr. Door, where are... Oh, there we go. Is that you, Mr. Door? Yeah, that is you.
With the covering secured at one point, Gordon just has to pull it all the way round.
Right, boy.
My reindeer might not give my Lavu top marks, but I know how to win him over. The way to a reindeer's heart is through his stomach. And while he can dig beneath the snow for lichen, it also grows on trees.
This is what I'm looking for, but there's a problem here. It's way too high up. I need to find one that's lower down. He'll love that. There's this one here. Oh, I think I can get that. This might be achievable. It is positively festooned with lichen.
He gets showered in snow.
Do you see what I'm doing for you? Do you see what I'm doing?
Making repeated jumps to reach the lichen, Gordon gathers a small pile at his fur-clad feet.
Perfect. Hey, Mr. Reindeer. Your digging days are over. Well, this digging day's over. Come on, you. Look. Looky, looky. What do you think of this? This is like delicious, fresh from the vine. Here you go. See, the lips are perfectly designed just to nibble the lichen off. Here we go, look at this bit. Have you seen Lady and the Tramp? The famous scene.
Gordon holds the other end of the branch in his mouth.
Good boy.
Scudding cloud above a treetop.
That evening, yet again, the Arctic cloud smothers any chances of me filming the lights.
Smoke rising from the Lavu.
It's minus 18, the same temperature as my freezer at home.
It's frozen solid.
But with a roaring fire, the Arctic whitefish from Petrie's Lake cooks in minutes.
Oh man, that is great.
Dancing flames up close.
At 6 in the evening, I try to get some sleep.
He pulls off a head torch and settles down.
But after dark is when the forest wakes up. Most predators here are nocturnal.
Do worry about the reindeer out there. Not because of the cold, but just... many predators around, so I think that's kind of keeping me awake as well.
This is when my reindeer is at his most vulnerable. Normally, he'd be with a herd. So while he's on his own, I need to look out for him.
Is that my reindeer grunting out there?
Gordon goes to investigate. In night vision, he bears an uneasy expression.
Okay. And there's something moving over in the trees. I can hear it. Where's that boy?
He scans the nearby trees with his torch.
It's close, wherever it is. It's maybe about 10 meters.
Eyes reflected in the torchlight.
Oh, for God's sake. He's a reindeer. Two reindeer, in fact. What are you doing out here? Scared the life out of me. What are you doing worrying a lonely traveller like me for? Panic over, I didn't know what that was.
A lynx, at the least. A yeti, at worst.
Oh, God, it's freezing. Freezing.
He blows into a clenched fist.
This morning, dawn is at 9:45. I had a sleepless night, worrying about my reindeer.
The reindeer approaches the entrance to the Lavu.
How was your night? You coming in here? I don't think you'd like it in here. I think it's too hot for you. Did you sleep okay? Were you cold? Because I was blooming freezing. I felt very thirsty at one point and then realised I made a schoolboy error and didn't put my water bottle inside my sleeping bag with me, so it was frozen solid.
Now, man and reindeer are on the move again.
I have around 4 hours of daylight to reach the next camp. Today, we've got to climb a big hill and drop down into the next valley. In places, the snow is a few feet deep.
Come on, show!
It's heavy going on my reindeer, but spending all this time with them means I'm beginning to understand when he's struggling.
Come on, walk on.
It turns out his stubbornness is his way of asking for help.
I'm not dragging you the whole way. Come on. Come on, then. Come on. Good lad. Come on.
Come on. Gordon leads him by a rope.
This makes me feel much less guilty. Walking up the hills. I think sitting on the sleigh being pulled uphill, that is a little bit unfair. Getting very attached to this reindeer. He's actually very good company. He doesn't say much. He's very useful. He's always there when I need him. He's slightly stubborn at times. Good lad, come on. He's starting to level out. There we go. There we go. Come on, good boy. Come on, you. Up we go, good lad. Off we go, good boy.
Having passed the uphill section, Gordon takes his place on the sleigh again. A frosty mist hangs over the empty landscape.
At the peak, I'm reminded how cold the Arctic can get.
Now that we're up higher, the trees have thinned right out. Instead of there being a tree every metre, there's a tree every 10 or so metres. It's very, very different. And every single one of the trees up here is laden. It's not with snow, it's frost. That would have just started with a little dusting of ice on each one of these branches. And before too long, it looks as if every single tree has been dipped in sugar 100,000 times.
Treetops appear hunched under heavy white cloaks.
There's something kind of otherworldly about it. At times I feel I need to kind of pinch myself just to make sure that this is real, that I'm really here.
This is such a magical place, but its greatest wonder is still eluding me. I'm desperate to film the Northern Lights, but today, like every day I've been here, is cloudy. And I'm starting to lose hope I'll ever see them.
As much as I'm enjoying hanging out with the reindeer, being in this place, I do really worry because with the Northern Lights, there's absolutely no guarantee. So despite the fact that I am in the best place at the best time of year, it's far from certain. I think when it comes down to it, there is still a huge element of luck to seeing them. So I think maybe I just need to enjoy as much of this experience when I can, because my ultimate goal might not be achievable. Good boy.
As we approach the downhill, my blues are quickly blown away.
Over we go.
Whoa!
Good boy. Shoo! Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Oh my goodness, we are dashing through the snow.
Reindeer can reach speeds of up to 37 miles per hour, and we're soon making up for lost time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse, open sleigh. It's not a horse. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse reindeer. No, sleigh. Good boy.
Bringing his reindeer to a stop, Gordon goes to kneel in front of it. He puts an arm round its neck and pats it.
Oh, oh, good lad. Well done. You're the best. You're the best. Hey, boy. You hungry?
After all that activity, my reindeer deserves a quick feed.
Because the forest is so quiet, you can hear a lot of strange noises that you wouldn't think a reindeer would make. The noisy munching is one thing, but all these kind of gurglings and garglings and rumbles from his stomach are really quite peculiar. And that's because he's a ruminant. He's ruminating on partially digested food. So you'll chew it on the first pass, swallow it, and then that food will be regurgitated to be re-chewed. He can eat for the rest of the morning without actually having to find any new food.
Four stomach chambers allow reindeer to squeeze every bit of energy out of lichen.
Can't believe that I was actually scared of you to begin with. Not scared of you, but scared of that big prong that you have coming out of your head. And I think because you were a bit nervous with me initially, you were moving your head around a lot more. But now you're calm, I'm calm, just a couple of buddies making their way through the forest.
From above, Gordon continues his journey through a magical monochrome landscape.
Within hours, we arrive at the place Petri recommended. And it looks perfect.
One great thing about this place is there's a big, wide open area, a lot of distance between me and the trees, so the horizon stretches all the way around to there. And if the lights appear maybe on that side, I can go out further out into the lake. But the one good thing today, despite the fact that there's some low-lying cloud up above, it's looking a little bit blue. And that's a good thing.
Two reindeer trot over to another. Night falls, and Gordon emerges from his lavu, carrying a tripod.
Finally, with the skies completely clear, I get a glimpse of the phenomenon I've been searching for. It's not what I was expecting.
It's just like a big sort of smear across the sky. It stretches round in a kind of rainbow. It's a single colour of green all the way round to the horizon on that side. What I'm really hoping for is that classic Northern Lights. Big flowing river of light, a big ribbon through the sky. This is tantalizingly close to seeing what I've come here to see.
As quickly as they appeared, the lights vanish. I have no way of telling when or if they'll come back. Without cloud cover, temperatures plummet to minus 25.
Oh. You might wonder why I'm standing in these conditions with no gloves on. The simple fact is that this high-tech piece of equipment needs the warmth of a human hand to function. It's touchscreen, so as much as I want to keep my gloves on, I can't actually operate the camera with them on.
As the hours pass, standing out in the Arctic begins to take its toll.
Oh, goodness me. This level of coldness actually makes you really tired. You're using up a lot of energy just to stay warm without even moving around. It's like everything's cold. You feel the cold coming up from the ground. It's coming in from all sides. It's just sort of all-consuming. And I'm just wondering if I have a, a cut-off point if it's going to get so cold that it's not going to be possible to stand out here.
Searching the sky.
My eyes begin to play tricks on me, and I start to question what I'm seeing.
There is something happening in the sky, but neither my eyes nor my camera can fully see it as the northern lights. It's weird, because at times it looks like clouds moving very fast. And then as it is at the moment, look at that, it's just burst into life. Holy smokes, gee whiz. That is phenomenal. It just changes in an instant. Look at that. My goodness, that is something else. It starts off as a sort of almost an underwhelming cloud, and suddenly it starts to shift and take form, and the lights start to dance and flicker and move, and what is just a smear becomes this sort of rich texture that's moving across the sky from horizon to horizon.
A luminous river of green and lilac light fills the sky, then lines of darker green are drawn across it like a child's doodle.
Every single second is precious, and you get a sense with every moment you watch this that as far back in time, all those millions of years that this has been taking place, it has never been like this before. And then it changes again.
Swirling, dancing patterns of light, a vibrant jade and a lemony yellow. Great flames of light leap up from behind a line of snowy treetops.
After a couple of hours, the aurora builds to an incredible crescendo.
Green and lilac become the dominant colours again of the ethereal light show.
These particles from the sun have travelled nearly 93 million miles.
It's quite hard to take it all in. It is so grand, so spectacular. It's mind-blowing.
Twisting trails of glowing green zip across the sky, then fade and disappear as if in a puff of smoke.
I couldn't have filmed any of this without my reindeer's help. After a bumpy start, I can't imagine being here with anyone else. And I want something special to remember our time together.
That's a boy, you handsome, handsome man. You're a good fellow. Who said reindeers don't like hugs? Good boy. Right, okay. Right. We'll do a selfie. You know what a selfie is, don't you? Everyone does. Even reindeer. Gotta lift your head, best smile. Right, boy. Look this way. 3, 2, 1.
This has been an incredible journey. And to top it off, I think I've got my Christmas card sorted.